The Angels and Mariners wrapping up their seasons on the West Coast. James Paxton on the hill for the M's, going up against Parker Bridwell. We pick up the action in the second with Bridwell rolling along, looking good.
Here's the windup to 3-2 and a swing and a miss by Alonso for strike three, and that will retire the side. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. That'll end the inning. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Strike three called. Cano is caught looking. That is strikeout number three for Parker Bridwell. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball right side. Robinson Cano diving to his left. Off his glove and into right field. A base hit for Mike Trout. Leadoff single for Trout here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cano was shaded toward the bag. Had to go way to his left. Dove for it. Barely glanced and ticked off the webbing of his glove. Great try by Robbie. And there's one on for the Angels. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Strike three. Crone goes down swinging. That is strikeout number six for James Paxton. One away for the Angels here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss by Pennington for strike three. Seven strikeouts for Paxton. That is three in a row. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Coward is caught looking. That is eight strikeouts in a row for Paxton. He fans Coward. He strikes out Crone. Pennington, Coward. He strikes out the side.
Here's the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Cano ranging up to his right, slides, can't get there. Crone hits the bag at third. He's coming home. Here's the throw from Hanneman to third base. It's offline. Throw down to second and not in time. Revere, tons of speed, safe at second base. Everybody's safe. And it's now 3-0 Angels. First pitch to Eric Young. Swing, club, very high, deep out to left field. Gamble might have a play. He leaps at the wall, and it is gone, a home run. Now things have escalated quickly. It's now 6-0 Angels.
The Mariners finished the season with a 78-84 mark. Manager Scott Servais spoke after the game.
Outstanding effort by James Paxton today, and it's exactly what we were hoping to see. And I think what he wanted to feel walking off the mound at the end of the year. So, you know, he was in rhythm today with his delivery, saw the ball was coming out really good, and I get 8 or 9 strikeouts. And, you know, last day of the year, guys are up there kind of in aggressive mode, but, you know, he did a really nice job. I was glad to get him out of there after 6 innings. And, you know, it was an up and down year with the injuries for him, but performance wise and what he did, he really took the next step for us this year. And you know, look forward to having him for a complete season next year, which is the goal.
And bullpen is kind of running on fumes right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, we give an opportunity to, you know, Shea Simmons and Garden, some of these guys here at the end of the year. And Simmons has shown nice signs, like his stuff, like his arms, you know, pitch execution and you know, handling situations need to get a little bit better, like all young pitchers. But, you know, and Pazos, I said when I took him out of the game, he really did give us everything he had. And he was running on fumes. He didn't get the get Revere out there on the base hit up the middle. But he's given us a good effort all year. And that's really what I did, walk around the clubhouse here after the game. And let guys know how much I appreciate their effort, how they go about their business. And, you know, we got a really good club, makeup-wise. The talent is there. We got to stay healthy and put it together for an entire season. That's going to take consistency. But I like the makeup of our club. I've said that from day one of the year. I still feel that way. But you know, we got to get better, and it'll be up to us to address some things this offseason, go forward from there.
What did they tell you on the Gamble play?
He said he made 2 steps towards second base. I got blocked off where I sit in the dugout. You really can't see past first base, and I did not, quite frankly, agree with that. You know, he did not make an attempt to second base, in my opinion, at all. But, you know, it's a judgment call. You cannot review that play, and Jerry Mills was pretty confident that he did make an attempt. So, you know, big play in the game. You know, it would have been nice to have a leadoff runner on there. Obviously, Jerry saw it different.
Nice moment for Marjorie.
Great. You know, hitting your first major league home run. Certainly, we had Henneman do it last night and Marjorie today, and he smoked that ball. I like what I've seen out of both our young guys, you know, that hadn't been in the big leagues before. I think once they settled down and kind of got into the flow of the game, they did a nice job. And then our ability started to show. That's what you're hoping to see out of young players. And I think both those guys, obviously, they'll come to spring training with us next year, see how they fit on our roster.
Scotty handled Paxton pretty well. That's not an easy task either.
Did a really good job. I think, you know, Mike does a really nice job of framing pitches, handling the ball behind the plate. I think he's one of the better ones at the AAA level this last year, grading out-wise on his receiving skills. So, but, you know, he's a talker. He likes to communicate with the pitchers a lot, get to know what they're doing. That's what you have to do in that role. So certainly, you know, saw some positive things out of him, you know, and hopefully, you know, has a good offseason, comes into spring training ready to win a job.
James Paxton goes 6 scoreless innings, striking out 9. He gets a no decision. He spoke after.
I felt like it was really important. You know, last time out, I got to a point where my fastball was coming out again, feeling good. And today I was able to move the fastball around, you know, in and out, up and down. And, you know, that was a big thing for me to feel. When I have that, that's when I can get my breaking balls going and everything kind of works off that fastball. So it was good to get that feeling going into the offseason, knowing that I have it and that I got back to my 100% form. And just I know what I need to repeat coming into next year.
Speaking of this season, career high in starts, a career high in innings. I know you wanted more of both, but still, you reach, I'm guessing, one of your goals for this season in doing so?
You know, it steps forward. Obviously, I want to stay healthy for an entire season, and that's going to be the focus of my offseason is how do I get to a point where I can stay healthy. You know, I learned a lot this year with, you know, a lot of help from Mel, really teaching me how to use my stuff, how to pitch, and we have some ideas about my, you know, in-season workouts and throwing to kind of give my arm breaks when I need it and, you know, give me that opportunity to stay healthy for the entire season.
You win 6 games July, pitcher of the month, never been done before in franchise history. You look at that stretch that you had, did it really kind of cement to you or let you realize that you can pitch at an elite level?
Yeah,
in this game?
Yeah, I think it showed me what's possible. You know, when I'm on top of my game and 100% and healthy, it showed me that what I'm capable of. And, you know, I think that if I can stay healthy and stay where I was this season for an entire season, it'll be really good for myself and the Mariners.
Was it even more frustrating because you had that stretch, because you were going so well, and the injuries bite you again? You've had that before, but because you were doing well, did you feel the injuries even more? Was it more frustrating?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. You know, it was definitely frustrating, but it was encouraging to see where I can be when I am healthy. So I think for both sides, you know, I was really frustrated that I got hurt, especially feeling as good as I was feeling. But on the flip side, you know, the success that I had when healthy really showed me what I'm capable of. If I was able to throw, you know, 32, 33 starts in a season, what could be possible? So that's my focus. I'm going to focus on the positive and, you know, just how good my season was when I was out there and focus on taking that into next year for the entire season, hopefully.
Nelson Cruz finishes the season with 39 home runs. He talked after the game.
It's a long season. I think injuries definitely was a shame. I think we bounced back for where we was in Boston. We come a long way. A lot of young guys did a great job for us. Even the veterans, the guys that we brought from other teams helped us, you know. But like I say, injuries, you know, they're heroes, especially starting pitchers.
Now, I know you don't like talking about yourself, but I'm going to ask you a couple questions about yourself because the year was so complete, so solid for you. You look at the numbers, and they were outstanding, leading the league in RBIs. Was that kind of your best maybe all-around offensive year?
Yeah, I think, I cannot do it without my teammates in front of me. You know, I can only drive myself so much. But I got good hitters in front of me, starting from Segura, Gamo, Mitch, when he's front, and Robbie. So because of that, I can drive that many RBIs.
You drove yourself in 39 times. Obviously very aware of trying to get to 40 for the fourth straight year. What was the last game or two like? What was that last at-bat like?
It wasn't...
You're trying?
It wasn't fun.
No, but trying to get there, obviously.
Yeah, it's not good when you try, you know. It's not, I don't mean, it's totally different when you play for something than yourself. And I really had to, like, push it to try to be like that. But I'm happy, you know, with the end. Definitely was a shame we don't win where we want to go as a team. That's the main goal. I think everybody learned, you know, myself and all the young guys, even Scott learned a lot. So hopefully it was a process for what's coming next, you know.
Another strong season for Robinson Cano. His team, though, finishes 6 games under .500. He talked after the game.
Well, I would say every year we win it up closer and closer, and this year we got on the same. We got a lot of guys that went on the DL, and it's really hurt us. Like, 4 out of 3 started. Kuma didn't pitch this year. I mean, you know, myself was on the DL. Segura. So it's kind of like, you know, we wasn't the whole team together for the whole year.
guy like Segura, a guy like the outfield, all rookies, the experience they gained this year, even though you guys don't make the playoffs, do you feel the team and certain guys really kind of took a step forward and you can see kind of the good news and what's coming up next year?
Well, honestly, yes. I mean, we, you know, I'm the kind of one that, you know, I appreciate everyone's effort here. I know the bullpen battle the whole year. I mean, they pitched a lot in the first 4 or 5 months of the season. I mean, we just messed it really hard for them. And, you know, toughest game at the end in September because those are one that get you energy. And, you know, like I said, when you lose a starter and you have to use your bullpen, they're not going to be that fresh at the end of the season. So, but, I mean, we cannot blame anyone. But I think if we would have been healthy, we would have been a better team.
Some numbers for you, some pretty important milestones, 300 home runs, 500 doubles, pretty elite company. So from that standpoint, was that kind of success maybe kind of makes a year a little bit better for you?
Well, no, I don't. That's not going to make it better. I mean, you know, you're happy at the day that you has done other stuff, but at the end of the day, it's about winning. I mean, we're losing. I mean, you have to pack now and then go home and just get yourself for the next season. I mean, that's not what you want as a player. You want to be able to go to the postseason and, you know, enjoy those moments.
The Mariners' season is complete as they finish with a 78-84 mark.